All right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Campus Chronicles. I'm here, the SA Council Chair, Xavier. I'm here with Genesis, our VP of Finance, and Ren, our EVP.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
All right. So we have a lot of interesting stuff to talk to you guys about. So I will be getting right into it. Elections and voting. Elections are right around the corner. Right now, the campaign period is going on. So if you look around campus, they're at all the poster boards. You will see flyers from students who are running for student association positions and for Senate as well. Voting will open on the 17th and close on the 21st. So make sure to hop on Engage during that period and vote for your candidates. We are also having the student activity fee referendum vote during that time, so make sure to vote mandatory for the student activity fee. It pays for Always to Save In, it pays for our clubs, it pays for
the media center.
That too, yeah. Yep. So make sure to vote mandatory to help keep these organizations afloat. And also, make sure to take a look at the SUNY New Paltz Instagram page, Student Association NP. To watch the candidacy videos that will be getting posted on there starting Thursday. Awesome. Ren, would you like to talk about
that super exciting guest that the Senate is bringing to campus soon?
Who is
yes.
it?
Yes. Nadia Akimoto is a she is the founder of August, which is a menstrual product company that makes organic and organic tampons and organic 100% cotton tampons, and they have like biodegradable packaging, which is super cool. But she is a she's coming to campus on March 19th at 6 p.m. and it'll be in Lecture Center 104. So she co-founded August. And if you guys don't know already, the Senate has been on a big menstrual product initiative to get free menstrual products in the Student Union building. And we've been purchasing August products. So it's super exciting that we're bringing the co-founder of the business to campus.
And you know that's possible. Again, vote mandatory or no more menstrual products inside of the Student Union building.
Yeah. So we're super excited to have Nadia come. I think that's Tuesday. I think it's next Tuesday that's happening.
Right.
So. You want to talk about the SUNY Chancellor?
Yeah. And if you guys also saw on the Daily Digest, I don't know how many of y'all watch the Daily or
read
check
it.
Your emails and read the Daily Digest. But you may have seen that SUNY Chancellor King announced the phase out of single-use plastics across the entire SUNY system, which is super exciting. Can we get a hey, what?
Hey, what?
I was at the fall SUNY Assembly Conference in which they announced like soft launch of this I don't know if it's initiative. I guess it's just like the what's happening right now. So it was exciting to see that in the email. But in the press release that was given on March 5th, Chancellor King cited SUNY New Paltz as well as SUNY ESF in our groundbreaking work, you know, that we have done as a campus to phase out single-use plastics. And some of you might not know that our sustainability ambassador team, the Beyond Plastics team, has done a lot of work and advocacy over the past 5 years to reduce the amount of plastics that we have on campus. You know, our green Aussie boxes?
Mm-hmm.
That was an attempt to reduce the amount of plastic packaging that we sold in our dining halls, and so we have those reusable plastic containers. And then we don't have single-use plastic containers in the dining hall. We have paper, but soon enough there won't be any like plastic silverware or straws or I don't know paper or plastic cups. I don't know. It's gonna bring about like some big shifts. But I've been thinking about the what are they called when you graduate your robes, like your gown and cap and stuff like that.
Yeah, cap and gown.
Like, does that count as single-use plastic?
I'm not too sure.
Because they're 100% plastic, so I would say probably. So we'll see.
I still have my cap and gown from high school. I haven't worn it again. So
I still have mine, too.
Might be single use.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways.
But I think this is right up New Paltz alley. Like, I remember coming in as a freshman, and they was very proud to talk about the solar panels that's on top of some of the buildings. So I think SUNY New Paltz always been striving to be more climate conscious. So this is exciting, and it's a shift. And I'm like, the Ozzy boxes, like, it really took off and it really works, because not everybody always wants to eat inside of the sub or the dining hall. So I think this is all going really well. So
I would say, though, that I've talked a lot with Steve Deutsch about the Ozzy containers to see what he has to say about, like, the workability of the program. And he says that it's pretty astonishing the amount of Ozzy boxes that just walk away. You know, so when people don't return them, then it's, like, kind of communicating to the administration and to the CAS that, you know, this initiative is not something that students want. So this is your reminder to please return your Ozzy boxes so that they can be in use. Because that's how, you know, when you, like, go and you buy some food or something and then it ends up in a paper container, even if you're like, I have an Ozzy coin. You know, so.
I always ended up losing those Ozzy coins.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. You could buy $5.40 to get a new one. All right. And now something, you know, money. Everybody loves hearing about money and saving money. It's scholarship season, and scholarships are officially open, and they close on April 8th. So I know personally, I apply for a couple scholarships, and you know, you kind of get discouraged when you don't get them, but don't give up. Don't give up. The woman I know, I believe her name is Maria. She came up to me and Xavier when we were tabling about the upcoming elections. And she asked us to give scholarships a shout out. You would be surprised. Like, you would think that you're going to apply and not get it. But there's so many people with that same mindset. So when you're that one person who does, your odds of getting a scholarship is so high. I don't want to give an accurate number because I don't want you to quote me, but it's really high. Like, I can speak from personal experience. I gave up, and my EOP advisor personally handpicked some scholarships for me, and I applied to like 9, 10, and I got 3 of them. So it is possible, guys. It is possible. So there are scholarships for everything, for every single major. Like I am saying, like, sometimes I read them and I'm like, oh, that doesn't fall in my major, and that's okay. You start with a general application so they kind of get a sense of where you're at, and then they will give you recommendations for the scholarships that they feel that you should apply to. So you can access these on www.newpaltz.edu/scholarships. You can also access it through the my.newpaltz.edu, or you can email at newpaltzscholarships@newpaltz.edu, and you can go in and they will walk you through it. If you need help, you are not alone. Please get scholarships, try to save some money. Every single spring semester they have a scholarship banquet. I went to one 2 years ago. President Wheeler wasn't in at the time. It was Donnie P, good old Donnie P. He was there. Various people who donated and who names are, they're the names of the scholarships. They're there. It's Sodexo Catering, but it's the Cater Sodexo, so it's really good, y'all. And it's just, it's a good time, and you're there with your peers, and everybody's just proud and just happy, and these are all scholarship recipients like yourself, and it's just a good time, and it just, this is what school is all about. And, you know, some alumni, they speak and they talk about their experience here and why they decided to open a scholarship, because they remember what it was like, not necessarily having the funding, so now they want to open that door. So it's kind of like paying it forward, and you get to see people who came in before you, and that's just the whole circle of it. It's very beautiful. So please reach out. Don't give up hope. You can get a scholarship. If I can get a scholarship, y'all can get a scholarship. They close April 8th, so please, the time to act is now.
And you can access scholarships and stuff like that by going to your My New Paltz page, and under the, I think it's under the finance tab, is scholarship stuff. And I would set aside like a good 2 hours someday, if you've got 2 hours, and just like sit down, fill out your general application form, and just like crank out as many applications to
10,
those as
11.
Possible, you know. And and generally, too, I'm pretty sure it depends on, obviously, the department that the scholarship sits inside of, but they have, like, boards that review and approve scholarships, and often, like, the same faculty kind of sit on some of these boards that decide, you know, and if they see you, like, popping up all over the place, like, looking for money, you know, they're like, okay, this person wants some money, so we're going to give them some money, you know. And, you know, and I think also just to acknowledge the Alumni Foundation as the body that has provided all of the money. So when you become an alumni, you know, you have the opportunity to join the Alumni Foundation, and this is a community of people that are supporting the current students. So,
yeah, and it's one way. You don't have to make your own necessarily. You can, like, donate to one. So it's a part of yours. Hello, Jay-Z. You have a fan. Oh, my gosh. A fan of Campus Chronicles.
So with all that out the way, I would like to take some time to talk about upcoming club events this week. We have a few very interesting ones. The New Paltz Dance Association reached out to me earlier this week and asked that I put on an announcement for them. This is for an event called Dance Underground, and their announcement goes as follows. Dance Underground is an annual showcase hosted by the New Paltz Dance Association, in which club members have the chance to perform student choreographer pieces and engage with the campus community. This year will be our 13th show running, featuring a variety of dance styles as well as guest groups SMAC, Nichelle, Nova Dance Crew, and the New Paltz Dance Team. This show is New Paltz Dance Association's way to share our love of movement with the greater community while promoting individuality and difference. So, if you guys are interested in that, please reach out to the New Paltz Dance Association. You could find some of the emails of the presidents on Engage, or you can check out their social media. New Paltz Pride is having a watch party. They're going to be watching the Watermelon Woman on Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Sub 401. You can join New Paltz Pride to watch the 1996 film, The Watermelon Woman. There will be free popcorn and snacks to grab before the film starts. Student Art Alliance is going to have a visiting artist lecture series from Lauren Fensterstock on March 13th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Lecture Center 104. Sculptor Lauren Fensterstock will give a lecture about their artistic practice. This will include a 45-minute lecture and 15-minute Q&A. The event will be open to the public, student body, and faculty. Curlcraft is going to be having an event called Clovers and Curls, where you get to make your own hair oil from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in Sub 409. You could join the Curlcraft for a fun-filled session where you'll learn about the benefits of natural oils for their hair, for hair care, and create a customized hair oil tailored to your needs. Whether you're looking to nourish, strengthen, or add shine to your locks, this event is perfect for anyone interested in holistic hair care. And one last announcement from the New Paltz Softball Club. They are having a St. Patrick's Day bake sale on March 15th at 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. in front of Sub 100 North. You can come support the New Paltz Softball Club while enjoying some green-themed sweets to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And there will be cupcakes and cookies.
Sounds very fun. Make sure y'all check it out. And you know, all of this is possible, again, to the student activity fee. Vote mandatory.
Right. And just to go back to that real quick, you guys will be able to vote on Engage. As I said before, you can find the link to Engage underneath the Student Engagement tab on your My New Paltz portal. So make sure to stop in and vote.
Is anybody else curious about the campus market fiasco?
Yeah.
I'm sure at this point everybody has heard.
And if you haven't, here it is, folks. Unfortunately, the campus market is dead. It will be no more.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Cass sent out an email last week. You know, just a lot of insurance problems. You know, we want to make sure, let me not say we, because Student Association is not involved. It's Campus Auxiliary Services. They want to make sure that the products and the vendors are authentic, so no one gets hurt, no one gets sick. We want to keep the campus community safe, and unfortunately, there were a lot of vendors who weren't necessarily, you know, authorized, and so it was just a lot of legal issues, a lot of insurance issues, and they just couldn't get it covered. So unfortunately, they had to close it down. But never fear, I heard that some of the people are still on like Etsy,
You can find them on Instagram, probably.
Yeah, so they're not gone. They're just not going to be in one convenient place on Thursdays. But they're not gone. Reach out to them. Ask around, like, you know, still support them. It's just it's very sad, and I know it was a big part of the campus community, but it's just we have to do these things in a legal way.
And if you're a club, you can still table in front of the, like, on that concourse on, like, Thursdays. You know, it's like you just can't. The issue was that people were selling goods without being licensed or, like, being a business, you know, so then they weren't insured and the CAS couldn't, the Campus Auxiliary Services couldn't cover them. So there could still be, if you still, you know, if you want a table for a thing, you know, as long as you're not selling anything, then there's no problems.
I would like to also just talk about some other announcements that I recently made to the Council of Organizations. If you guys are in a club, this information might be especially useful for you. So the budget request form for clubs is open from now until the 13th of March, which is tomorrow. This budget request form is for campus orgs to obviously request their budgets for the following semesters or academic year, right?
Mm-hmm, for the full academic year of next year.
Yeah, so if your organization has not yet submitted a budget request form, please do so.
Immediately. It's literally such a short form. Like, you will be honestly shocked. It's just 2 pages.
Yeah, especially if you guys, you know, used all your funding this year and you're looking to host some larger programs in the following years, you know, make sure to fill it out so that way you guys have the chance to get a bigger budget for bigger and better events. If you have any questions or concerns, you could stop by our office in Subs 210 to meet with William Clark.
Or myself. You know, Bill wants me to start saying that. Please come, guys. It's my job. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me. And, you know, I'm not sure, I don't see it on there, but right after the budget request period, it will be the appeal period. So the appeal meeting that we had back in October, you know, if you're a part of the 38 clubs who came, you know what I'm talking about. That will no longer happen in the fall. It will only happen in the spring right after budget request season, because once the president signs the budget is locked. So we will have that, but please don't even need that appeal period, because Xavier has been telling your Council of Org members at his meetings, please, you have one more day. It's a short form. Just please put in your budgets and don't put in how much you want extra. Make sure you put the full sum. So if you have $5,000 now and you want an extra $2,000, don't log in $2,000 because you'll get what you asked for. Put $7,000.
And another thing, Spring Fest is coming up soon. And if you are interested in volunteering for Spring Fest, you should reach out to Maisie, our VP of Programming. This will be the last week for you guys to do so. You can reach out to him up until Friday. That'll be the last day to do. Make sure to email him. He's having extended office hours for this week to meet with people who are interested in volunteering. So, yeah, please email him if you're interested. You will get... If you participate, you'll get a guaranteed minimum 2 hours of community service that you can put on your resumes or anything of the sort. So, yeah, if you're interested, please reach out.
But there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Campus Chronicles. My name is Ren Kingsley, the Executive Vice President of Student Association, and welcome to the last 10 minutes of our show, where we myth bust some myths to be busted.
Yes. So for myth busting, we want to talk about the importance of voting. A lot of students tend to believe that their individual voices do not have a large impact on the things that occur on campus. However, that cannot be further from the truth. Your voice is incredibly important when it comes to what goes on campus, and even when it comes to what we as Student Association accomplish on our day to day. When it comes to the voting for positions and the activity fee, there is a minimum requirement of votes that we need to get. In like past years, oftentimes we've had to extend the voting period because we failed to meet this minimum requirement.
And I think the minimum requirement is like 2% of the student body.
There's 500 votes, 500, and there's about 7,000, if not 8,000 students in SUNY New Paltz.
Yeah, so it's very important that you guys participate in the elections, even like disregarding the students running for the positions. When it comes to the activity fee, you know, that affects a lot of things on campus.
And off campus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you guys were to vote to make the student activity fee not mandatory, you know, it would be much harder to plan budgets for any of the organizations that we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, like our clubs, Oasis Haven, the Children's Center, Transportation Menstrual Services, the Menstrual Products, mm-hmm. Spring Fest.
And there are research grants, too, that students can apply for. Mm-hmm. If you apply for, you can get up to $300 to conduct research for a class or an independent study or something like that. I wish I had known about that last year.
But. Yeah, a lot of students tend to believe that if you're not in a club, the student activity fee doesn't really affect you, but it actually affects pretty much everyone on the campus. Yep. Pretty much most of the students use one resource or another that the student activity fee pays for. So it's very important that you guys, you know, hop on Engage during the 17th to the 21st and vote. When it comes to Student Association, when you guys voice your concerns to us, that is like where we start these initiatives that you guys, you know, get to benefit from.
Like your senators tell it to the Senate chair, then the Senate chair brings it up in our executive board meetings, and we discuss and we try to get things that you guys want to see into play. Again, like, we're a student association, we're voted in by you guys, like, we serve you guys. I think another myth, and I've said this, and I know we've said it a million times, we are not SUNY Central, we're not the college, we are a student association, we are a separate entity, we run completely different financials, governing body. We are the governing body, right? Like, we're separate. We are not the school. So, yes, there's going to be times when New Paltz may do things that you do not like. Please don't take that out on Student Association. We're students. We hear your concerns. We try to work, and we do what we can do, but sometimes we don't have all the pull in the world to fix everything. But again, like, we are separate, and we do our best to do what the student body wants us to do. So please, like, anytime you get upset with the school, please don't take that out on us, because, you know, it makes it hard. And it's like, we're here for you guys, and we don't want you to ever lose trust in us and feel like you can't talk to us because, oh, you're SUNY Central and you just defer to everything that they do. Like, no, you know, we're here for you guys. So please don't lose faith in us. Here because of you.
That said, I mean, I think that another kind of piece of that myth is that the student association has no power. You know, we're just kind of like part of the system. But I think it's very important to understand that, you know, our executive board, you know, we meet every month with President Wheeler and President Wheeler's cabinet, mm-hmm. you know, and we have the opportunity in that moment to bring up student concerns and then advocate and do initiatives and stuff like that, you know, so it's, don't come at us for, you know, anything that might happen from like the administration or the SUNY system or something like that, but do come to us.
Yes,
you know,
it does not
concerns.
Fall on deaf ears. We hear you and we do our best.
Yeah. You guys are just as important to the campus as Student Association is, even more so. You know, like I've said, your voice matters more than you guys may think. And you give us the ability to make this campus better, and that's all we want to do, because we're students just like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just make sure you're reading up on these upcoming candidates and you're voting and you're making an educated decision. You know, these are the people who are going to be the next e-board. So this is very important. They represent all of us. We represent the whole student body. So make sure you're voting someone that you feel you align with.
Yeah, as I said on the Student Association Instagram, which is Student Association NP, the candidates are going to be posting videos to the Student Association Instagram page. So you guys can hop on there and watch some of the campaign videos, and the candidates will explain what they're about and why they're running. And that might help you guys be a little more informed when you're voting.
I also just want to share quickly that, like, the role that that SUNY New Paltz student government has in relationship to the SUNY, the other student governments in all of the other SUNY schools. Every spring and every fall, we have the opportunity to send representatives from our campus to the larger student assembly. And this assembly has meetings that, you know, with the Board of Trustees. And so it's like the channel to, like, Governor Hochul is, like, as short as, like, you to one of your student reps. And then at that council meeting or in that the student assembly, you know, then it's like just the degrees of separation to, like, actually being able to affect change is, like, is really, you know, it's like palpable opportunities to have your voice heard at a really distinct high up level, if you so choose. And also because we operate separately financially, we're able to really do what we want for our students and our student communities, you know. And so if you are a freshman and you're hearing this, like, consider running, consider joining clubs. If you're a sophomore, consider running, getting in clubs. You know, it's like the sooner you find out about the resources that are available in student association, the more impactful you can be as a student, and the more you know, rich your experience here at Student Paltz can be.
And juniors and seniors, if you're in clubs, if you're mentoring any of these freshmen, sophomores, educate them. Let them know what's going on. Let them know what student association does. You know, it always kind of goes down because people aren't in the know. So let's just make each other in the know. Just bring it up randomly. Hey, you know, mandatory, you know, student association. Like, it doesn't have to, you don't have to give them a whole speech like we would. But, you know, just educate everybody. Let's educate each other. Like, that's the power of it. When we're all in the know, we all can make informed decisions.
And if there's anything else you guys want to know, you can reach us on Instagram and give us a myth to bust for weeks to come. So if you are curious about anything particular, feel free to ask us.
Come into the office.
You guys can also influence the radio show, too.
Facts.
Like, you guys have crazy power. So, yeah, just make sure that in the next few days, you guys are looking around on campus on the poster boards for all the different flyers from all the different candidates. Make sure you're taking a look on our Instagram for the Meet the Candidates videos. And from the 17th to the 21st, make sure you're hopping on Engage and voting. It matters a lot. It really, really does. And you guys can make a really big change for this campus. And you can make the campus better for everyone. Yep. So,
check out our Instagram.
Thanks for joining us.
We just dropped a cute little video.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
I will have to start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.